Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And always will be.
Taylor Swift's birthday is this Friday, December 13th, and we're giving you a chance to celebrate with us and our friends Cruel Summer, which is a Taylor Swift tribute band at Innovation Square this Friday night.
Yes, we are.
This show, Breezy, is for all ages, but it's already sold out, so yeah, this is our last pair of tickets.
We are so excited to give them away because, like Moose said, this is a sold-out show, and this is the only way you can make your way in and see this iconic band just do their thing on stage, perform their version of the Eras Tour, which is now wrapped.
We are looking for Color 8 right now. Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Hey, this is Essen.
Essen, good morning. Where are you calling from this morning?
Yeah. What?
Where are you calling from?
I'm Rochester.
Rochester. Okay, this is my last pair of tickets for this Friday night, and you got them. You're going to the show!
Essen, what are you wearing to the show?
What are you wearing?
My glitter dress. I'm sorry, I'm so excited.
Yay! Your glitter what?
Oh, it's a dress.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, okay. As long as it's something with sequins, that would be great.
You're going to literally look amazing. Moose is going to borrow my sequin pants, so there's that.
Listen, when you get to the show Friday night, make sure you come and say hi, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We'd love to meet you.
Please do.
You got to stay on the line. I'm going to grab all your info after there. I said it. We're going to get to all your unpopular opinions. Congratulations again. We'll see you Friday night, Essen. All right. Let's get to all of your hot takes, shall we?
Let's do it.
Who's here this morning?
Our friends are pouring in both doors. Yeah. Jessica's here. She says, I don't care what anyone says, but the typical modern wedding is awful, boring, and a waste of my time. There, I said it.
Well, what if that wedding was on a Tuesday? Think of how boring it would be then.
Yeah, I've worked Tuesday weddings before.
Oh, really? You got to tell me the vibe. Sure, people depressed?
Oh, my God. It was pouring. It was like black cloud.
I'm not trying to shade. I mean, you, whatever.
You do what you need to do. I mean, I went to a Thursday wedding last month. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Fun was definitely had for sure. This person says Breezy was right. Christmas is a dying event.
Oh, that's
wow.
So sad.
Oh my God.
What's going on today, you guys?
Is everything okay?
It's supposed to be the happiest time of the year.
This person says New Year's should be in the spring. There, I said it. Why?
Yeah, why would New Year's be in the spring?
They said, hear me out. Spring is when the world comes alive again. Plants are blooming. We're growing. Lots of animals are mating. That's the new year. That's the new world. Not that dark, long winter. We don't need a reset when we're miserable. There, I said it. That is fair. I mean, that's factual. That's true. Yeah.
Sometimes the biggest reset we need is when we're unhappy. Chris says, if you need to explain your personalized license plate to somebody, then you definitely wasted your money. There, I said it. Couldn't agree with you more. What's up, Gina? Hi, Moose and Breezy. people who have cosmetic surgery don't look younger. They just look like people who had cosmetic surgery. There, I said it. Thank you so much, Sheena.
So everyone's like up in arms about Lindsay Lohan and the work that she had done. And everyone's like, she looks amazing. And I'm like, I mean, does she look pretty?
She's a pretty girl.
Jackie, do you have anything to say on Lindsay Lohan's face?
I think it's the best surgery I've seen. Her and Christina Aguilera.
Like, because
it doesn't look botched.
They're back, yeah, baby. She does look good. I mean, clearly.
She's just in the same Netflix Christmas movie every year. I'm like, we get it.
Well, people got to eat.
It's true. It's very true. Let's see here.
Did I ever tell you about the background work I did for that Hallmark Christmas movie? I played a candy cane.
Did you have speaking lines. Did you have to pay them to be there?
I think I made $100
after taxes.
Like, oh, 40. It was terrible, but they let me come to the after party.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was raging for a Hallmark movie.
Cheese and crackers. Yes, everything.
And once they ran out, they ran out. No replenishing that. Let's see here. This person says, videos are better than photos. There, I said it. I don't know. I never really go back and like rewatch videos as much as I go back and relook at photos. You know?
Yeah, it's hard to find a VHS player to play those VHS tapes. Homemade videos.
So this is not my take, but I heard someone say it, so I'm going to emulate it because I think it hits it on the absolute mark.
Yeah.
So this person said, if you have an online presence, if you're an influencer, if you have a good following, and you spend maybe, I don't know, let's say minimum 2 months up to the maximum of however long the duration of your relationship was, if you spend any period of time shoving your relationship down other people's throats, your followers, the people who look up to you, the people that you're influencing, and sharing with them, this is the best relationship ever, everyone should be jealous of my relationship, we're so happy, we're so good, and then you guys break up, I do not care about your 50-part series. There, I said it. Because you know what? Everything that comes out of your mouth now is just a lie to me.
Oof.
Because, listen, because you spent X amount of years of your life lying to everybody, saying your relationship was perfect, and now you're going to come out and be like, this person was a narcissist. It's like, I don't believe you because you spent X amount of time trying to make me believe it was perfect. So now it's not, it's too much. There, I said it. It's too much. Again, not my take, but it is a take that
clearly,
I stand by.
Clearly you agree with.
I stand by it wholeheartedly.
Rach says, my son is absolutely traumatized of Elf on a Shelf. Yet I find it to be so freaking funny, so I'm going to go ahead and just keep doing it. No gentle parenting in my house. There, I said it. That's right. No gentle parenting. That's what's up. Can I just say, start teaching your kids to eat fruit with the skin on and bread with the crust attached. Come on, parents. Do the right thing. There, I said it. Let's grow up.
Oh, wow. That really struck a chord with you, didn't it?
Yeah. It's like, God forbid he eats the apple with his skin on. No, he'll choke. Well, yeah.
Wait, do people not eat the apple?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it was possible to eat the apple without the
skin. I mean, so many of my friends just cater so much to their kids. Like, God forbid the crust is on. God forbid they eat the kiwi with the skin on.
I do love an Uncrustable, I will say.
I've never had one.
So good.
Where's the love coming from with the, where's the desire to eat a crustable, Uncrustable? Why do people like it so much?
Oh, they're delicious.
Aren't they frozen?
Oh, yeah. Do they come frozen?
And then what?
I mean, you have to thaw them, obviously. You put them in the fridge, but.
Oh, you don't, this isn't something you put in the toaster.
You can. I prefer to eat it cold.
I think it would
I grew up on Uncrustables and Eggo waffles.
Oh, that's really?
That's all I ate. So I have a special place in my heart for Uncrustable. I just bought an Uncrustable maker myself. So.
Yeah, you know what sounds really good? An Uncrustable in the air fryer.
It could be good. Yeah. They do that. It's
Intern Jackie, you got a hot take today?
Yeah, actually I do.
All right, grip it and rip it.
Here we go.
Rihanna chicken fries, actually the scum of the earth. There, I said it.
Oh, that is a very niche take. Moose does not know who that is.
Yeah,
but
if you don't know what I'm talking about, she's a hypocrite.
I heard chicken and fries, and now all of a sudden I have an appetite.
And now he's ordering DoorDash. that. Hey,